This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, where we are looking at and exploring the mention and the concepts of peace, tranquility, serenity in the Quran. Today, we're going to be looking at a set of verses, ayat, from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6. We've talked about this surah previously. The ayat that we're looking at today are ayahs 125, 126, and 127. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins by saying, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ. Whenever Allah wants to guide someone, whenever Allah wants to guide someone, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Allah opens, expands that person's chest for Islam. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the person's heart and allows them to really embrace their faith and to be able to internalize that guidance from Allah, to take in that light and to be able to experience that peace and tranquility we're talking about. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ. But when Allah wants to misguide someone, يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا. Then Allah makes their heart, their chest, constricted, tight. That they experience an uneasiness, harajan. They feel uneasy. They feel constricted, tight. كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. As if that person is climbing up into the sky, flying straight up into the sky. And the idea is, they feel like they can't breathe. They feel like they can't breathe. كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And Allah says that is how Allah inflicts His punishment, His consequences upon those people who do not believe. That when people refuse to believe in what Allah has sent down, they refuse to open their hearts to the guidance, the revelation from Allah, this is how Allah punishes them in this dunya, that their chests become constricted, they can't breathe, they feel uneasy, they feel like something's wrong all the time. What we're essentially describing here is the opposite of tranquility. It's the opposite of peace. It's the opposite of serenity. And Allah says that, going back to the first point, to open your heart, to open your mind, your heart, to the Quran, to Islam, to the guidance and revelation from Allah. وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا. That this is the path of your Lord laid out very clearly for you. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Allah says that we have so clearly laid out our signs. We have so clearly laid out all the road signs, all the guidance, all the direction that is needed in order to reach the destination. لِقَوْمِ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. For people who are willing to take heed, for people who are willing to pay attention, for people who are willing to look and listen, for people who are willing to think about what is being said to them. And then finally Allah says, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ. لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Reserved for these people is the house of peace with their Lord. Now what's really fascinating is we see this word as-salam, peace, tranquility. But there is a place that is being described as peaceful. There is a place that is being characterized with this peace. Darus Salam. What does that exactly mean? What does that refer to? So some of the scholars mention As-Salam is one of the names and the attributes of Allah. So Darus Salam means the place that Allah has reserved. The place where you get to be near Allah. The place where you get to see Allah. You get to talk to Allah. You get to be near Allah. That place. So it's a place of closeness and nearness to Allah. That's Darussalam. It's also described as paradise. Paradise is called Darussalam. Because paradise is the place where you'll never have to worry about anything ever again. You will never experience any difficulty, you'll never experience any anxiety, you'll never have any kind of nervousness, you'll never fear anything, you'll never need anything. It's the ultimate place of peace and tranquility, the abode of fulfillment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this in the Quran. Allah says, وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. That the people who are near Allah, there is no conceit, there is no arrogance, there is no aggression, there is no transgression near Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, He describes paradise to us in a very beautiful, succinct way, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that paradise is that place that فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No soul can fathom the kind of peace and tranquility that is reserved for people in paradise. لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدْعُونَ. That everything you could ever desire will be made readily available to you. And everything that you were promised will be delivered to you in paradise. That's the place that paradise is. So that's called Darus Salam. And that paradise is reserved for them with their Lord. But yet, there's a third meaning built into this ayah as well, Darus Salam. The scholars also explain, the Mufassirun explain, Darus Salam can also be in reference to this world. For some people, this world, this dunya, will become their Darus Salam. Because Allah will grant them peace and tranquility. Allah says in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ. Whoever lives a life of devotion to Allah, be it male or female, and they believe in Allah, and they live a life of devotion to Allah, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will grant them a beautiful life. A beautiful life. There's a very beautiful hadith, Qudsi, a sacred narration, a sacred tradition that says, that Allah says, أَنَا عِنْدَ الْمُنْكَسِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِأَجْلِي. I am with the ones who have humbled their hearts for me. They have humbled themselves. They've discarded all the vanity of this world. They don't play the games of this dunya anymore. And they've humbled themselves for me. Allah says that I am with them. So the life of this world can become the home and the peace, the home and the place and the abode of peace and tranquility for a person if they are willing to fulfill the earlier conditions, and that is they are willing to live a life where they open their minds and their hearts to the Quran and revelation. وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ. And Allah will be their ally, Allah will be their friend. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is the ally and the friend of the believers, and those who reject belief in Allah and don't believe in Allah, they have no ally, they have no friend. ذَلِكَ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is their friend and their ally and all of the above. The peace and the tranquility they experience, the world becoming a place of tranquility and serenity for them, them entering into paradise, them being in the highest stages of paradise close to Allah, Allah being their ally and their friend, all of these promises are why? بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah always brings it back to this point. And as much as we don't like to hear this, Allah tells it to us as it is, and that is bima kanu ya'malun. You have to put the work in. They received all of this reward and all of this honor and all of this blessing and all of this tranquility and peace and blessings from Allah because they put in the work. They did the deeds. We had to leave, you know, our homes to come here tonight to the masjid, to the house of Allah. We had to leave the iftar party, the social gathering, in order to come and pray to Allah. Some work has to be done. It's not really difficult work. It's not overly challenging, but it is work. And we have to consistently put the work in. Kanu, kana yufidu listimrar. They were consistent. Allah does not demand a lot from us in terms of quantity, but He wants quality. And quality is, number one, you do it for Allah, and number two, you do it consistently. If you can do it for Allah and you can do it consistently, even if it's very humble, even if it's very little, it'll ultimately bring you peace and tranquility and all the promises of Allah in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do good and to be sincere in doing good and to consistently do good. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah accept from all of us. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah bihamdik. Nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Inshallah, once again, just a reminder, as everyone is leaving, inshallah, please do stop by and see our friends from HHRD. They're doing really beautiful, really important work all across the world helping the Ummah. So please stop by and help out as much as you can. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.